This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. We know that you have a lot of questions about testing for COVID-19. How effective are the tests? Why does it seem to take so long to get results? And why does it seem so hard to even get one? So we've brought in NPR senior science editor and correspondent Rob Stein to answer as many of your questions as we can. Rob, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, Michelle.
So let's start with a question from Shoreline, Washington. Here is Martin.
Unless the test can show that one has 100% immunity, what good does it serve other than being a momentary snapshot of one's health? Conceivably, one could get a negative result and then, even moments later, could be infected.
So Rob, yeah. Is there more than one, just one test out there?
Yeah. Well, there are a bunch of different tests, but Martin is, you know, he's spot on. When someone tests negative, that just means they were negative at the moment they were swabbed. You know, they could get infected the moment they walk out of the door of the doctor's office or the next day or the next week. So that's important to remember. And it's also important to remember that, you know, these tests aren't perfect. A negative test could be wrong for lots of different reasons. You know, maybe the sample wasn't collected the right way, or maybe there wasn't enough virus there yet when the sample was tested. And there are, as you mentioned, a variety of tests being used, and they're not all the same. In fact, some recent research indicated that the fast test that's out there that everybody's excited about, that could miss the most infections of any of the tests that are out there, maybe 15 out of every 100 infected people. So, you know, for all those reasons, you know, you can't let your guard down if you test negative. You can't be lulled into a, you know, false sense of security.
And then the premise of his question, right, is that one could get a negative test and then you could be infected shortly thereafter, right? I mean, the premise is accurate, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, okay. Right. Yeah. But that said, it's important to test people because, you know, you want to know if somebody is infected so they can get the treatment they need and they could be isolated to protect them from infecting other people, and anybody that they came into contact with could be, you know, tested to see if they have it and to stop the virus from spreading.
All right. Our next question is about antibody tests. Let's listen.
Hello, this is Doug, and I'm calling from Fargo, North Dakota. When the antibody tests are available, who will be able to get them? Will they be rationed like the virus swab? And how accurate will they be?
Okay, Rob, what do we know?
Yeah, so, you know, that is an entirely different kind of test. An antibody test doesn't look for the virus in people's bodies. It looks for proteins in the blood produced by the immune system to fight off the virus, you know, the antibodies. And it doesn't tell you if you're infected at that moment because it takes time for your body to produce those antibodies. Instead, it tells you whether you might have been exposed to the virus in the past. So it's not used to diagnose someone, but potentially a positive antibody test could be used to see if someone had developed immunity to the virus. But that's still a big question. In fact, the FDA is really worried about some of these companies that are out there hawking these tests, marketing the people, saying you should test this to see if you're immune. We don't really know if that's the case yet, but if eventually it turns out to be the case, hopefully they will be widely available.
Our next question comes from Sharon in Seattle, who wants to know about antibodies and contagiousness.
Can someone with viral antibodies still be contagious? Does viral load make a difference in the severity of symptoms and degree of immunity in a patient who's recovered?
And Rob, you know, of course, I'm going to ask you to explain what viral load means for people who aren't familiar with that term.
Right, viral load. Well, viral load is, you know, basically what it sounds like. It's the load. It's the amount of virus in someone's body. And it may affect, you know, things like how sick someone gets or how much immunity they develop. Or a high viral load could also increase someone's chances of spreading the virus to someone else. But, you know, because this virus is so new, we really don't know the answer to any of those questions for sure, including whether someone who has developed antibodies can still spread the virus.
If you have a question about testing for NPR's Rob Stein, please send it to us at npr.org/nationalconversation or share it on social media using the hashtag NPRConversation. Okay, Rob, we've got a lot for you. Here's a question from Ellen in Antwerp, New York.
If we don't have enough rapid tests to understand the pandemic throughout the country, couldn't we designate a small percentage of the total supply to mass test a few locations to give us some understanding of how the virus is spreading?
Rob?
Yeah, so, you know, these rapid tests, they have been prioritized to some degree around the country, you know, to the hot spots around the country where testing is really needed most urgently. But there really just hasn't been enough of these fast tests to really do mass testing anywhere. They've really been used to do things like, you know, check out healthcare workers like doctors and nurses to see if they're infected and check out, you know, hospital patients before they admit them to the ICU. But the company that makes that test is ramping up production, so we should get more of those tests hopefully soon. To do the sort of thing that, you know, Ellen's suggesting, researchers are trying to do that using the antibody testing that we were talking about earlier. You know, some of those results indicate that the virus has been circulating much more widely than many people thought, and that could have big implications for understanding really the scope of the epidemic in the country and how to fight it. But it's hard to reach any firm conclusions about that yet, too. And so scientists are urgently trying to clarify that picture.
We had a number of people who asked about COVID-19 and the flu, so I'm just going to throw just one of those questions at you. This is from Blake, who told us that last month he traveled to San Francisco from Seattle and back, and here it is.
Mm-hmm. I became ill with COVID-like symptoms, fever, cough. At that time, I went to urgent care, was unable to get a COVID test, but I tested positive for influenza A. My question is, does the sheer fact that I had a positive flu test imply that I did not have COVID?
Rob, what do we know?
So, you know, it's possible that Blake, you know, could have had the bad luck of being infected by both viruses at the same time. But, you know, chances are if Blake tested positive for the flu, she probably had the flu. You know, a positive flu test says nothing about COVID. These tests are totally different. You know, but the only way that testing between the flu and the coronavirus is overlapping doesn't apply to any individual patients like Blake per se. But how that does apply is that the systems that have been used for years to monitor the flu season every year are now being kind of adapted to try to monitor the coronavirus epidemic by tracking down things like how many people are showing up at the doctor with fevers and coughs and ending up in the hospital with pneumonia, that sort of thing.
I think we have time to squeeze in one more before we need to take a short break. And Rob, you're nice enough to stay with us. Here is a question from Alyssa in Acton, Massachusetts, and she wants to know about the phased reopenings of certain states.
I've heard that in order to reopen the country, we need the capacity to test many more people and to perform contact tracing to identify hotspots and quickly reintroduce social distancing measures when they're necessary. Who are the leaders who are responsible for each of these capabilities, and how do we know what progress we're making towards these goals?
Rob?
Yeah, so those jobs are largely falling to the states, and they're scrambling to get enough testing and to build up, legions of contact tracers to try to keep the virus in check and keep big outbreaks from flaring up again. And, you know, there have really been lots of complaints that the federal response hasn't been helping them enough. The one measure to know whether you're doing enough testing is whether 10% of your tests are coming back positive. Right now, we're getting a lot more than that, so that's an indication that we're not doing enough testing.
We need to take a short break, and Rob, I think you're nice enough to stay with us. We hope you will stay with us, because this is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.